Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The candidates to allegedly replace Jay Gruden in D.C. I have to say, do you remember when, going back a couple of years, Shep, you remember when I called him a fat ass?
And yeah, everyone remembers.
It was because he had left. You remember RG3 in that Detroit preseason game, and he let that guy just get mauled? Do you remember that? Like that night that he just literally, I don't care what anybody says, he left that guy in a meaningless, like, preseason game, like, absolutely zero meaning to it, and you leave him in there to get just obliterated. You remember he just got nailed time and time again? He was just getting just absolutely savagely attacked in the pocket, right? And I'm just sitting there going, what kind of a jerk does that? And then I laced into him and called him a fat ass, right? And then he got all mad and responded, and then it turned into like, do you remember it was like a national story that I had, you know, slammed him, and then he, in turn, didn't like that I called him a fat ass, and that he didn't like me to begin with. And then, but the truth of the matter is this, is that I actually, what I wanted to say was, in the end, and I've said this a couple times, Carver, how you remember, I think he looks a lot better. I mean, I think he did a great job of trimming down and getting his health back in order in terms of, I think he looks like, you know, he's trim. He looks like he's in decent shape. And he looks a lot better than when he was a fat ass. Do you know what I mean? I don't even think he's a fat ass anymore.
No, he's not.
So I took that back. Like a year or two ago, I said, I take it back. He's not a fat ass anymore. Now, Freddie Kitchens is my fat ass. Right? He's just moved right in there and settled right in as the commander-in-chief of fat assness. So, but then again, I put a picture of him on the treadmill every day when I go to the gym and I run. I just keep running like Forrest Gump towards away from his fatness. And he doesn't win, which is another problem. So I just wanted to say that. So anyway, I don't have anything against Jay Gruden. I really don't. In fact, I hope he gets a job with his brother so that they can be miserable together. Kevin O'Connell is being mentioned as a replacement for Gruden. He's in the building.
He's one of their offensive geniuses, right?
Yeah. This guy, are you kidding me? They have no offense. So scratch him off the list. You just can't hire him. I don't care. If they hire him, they've gone 10 years back. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, the reason why they, you know, that Snyder and Allen will probably look inside is because they've seen guys who are in their building, specifically Sean McVay, go and become geniuses on another team.
So. Kevin O'Connell's going to do that?
Well, you listen, they're looking at it as, we could have had Sean McVay. We had him sitting right here in our building.
But we were too stupid to figure
it out. And we let
him
go to the Rams. So
they are not good judges of character or talent evaluators, let's face that.
Of course they're not.
Even Jay Gruden says they have no talent. Like, he basically said, we don't have any, you know, he's got no groceries to cook the dinner with. The old line, Parcells, you know, they just absolutely have no talent. So Tomlin's on the list. Eric Bieniemy, he's with the Chiefs. Remember Eric Bieniemy? He was great in college.
Yes, he's actually been a really good coordinator for the Chiefs, learning under Andy Reid.
Didn't he play at Colorado or something like that?
I believe so.
Todd Bowles is also being considered.
Can you imagine that? I mean, giving that guy another head coaching job after the job he did at the Jets?
Can you? I mean, honestly, there should be a point where when you suck so bad that what they should do is just flush you down the toilet like Pete Franklin back in the day. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Pete Franklin is a legendary radio host who I used to work with in San Francisco at KMBR. He used to work here at the Fan at the very beginning. They couldn't handle him here in New York because he would go on the air and he would flush people down the toilet. Do you remember? He just always flushed people down the toilet. I loved it. I thought he was great, and he was insane. And I really like the guy a lot, but honestly, Todd Bowles should be flushed down the toilet. If you're a terrible coach, right, and you've already been atrocious, you shouldn't be allowed, in my opinion, to be recycled. You should be sent in a vacuum into another world, like a like on Flash and on Arrow. You have a situation where there's other worlds. There's like Earth 2, Earth 90. There's all these different Earths, right? Different planets. I think failed coaches should be forced into a abyss, send them to the end of the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, they should be sent away so that we don't ever have to deal with them again. They should be sent to Eradicatedville.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think it should take a guy a while if he failed at his first job before he gets another crack.
He should be an automatic assistant from that for 5 more years.
There are guys who their second time around became great at it. Case in point, Bill Belichick. I mean, in Cleveland he wasn't great.
Right.
Went back with Bill with the Jets and then eventually got the New England job again and became the greatest coach in NFL history. Pete Carroll was with the Jets. Went back to college forever and won championships at USC. Came back to the NFL, and he was great. You know, sometimes it works out, but there's a couple other times where guys have gotten, you know, second and third cracks where, like, they never did anything.
Terrible. How about Brian Daboll? He's with the Bills.
Yeah, you see, I saw that, and I just can't figure that out yet. Like,
who is that?
Like, I think he needs – and he's been good. He's, you know, he's developing Allen, and he's calling a better game this year, but – if anything, it would be the guy running the Bills' defense, Leslie Frazier, who I would rather get my hands on right now.
Wasn't he a coach already?
He was. Now, he's a guy who did
have...
Was
he the Vikings?
And
who was
he? Wasn't awful. He was with the Vikings. He wasn't awful. But now he's, you know, rebuilt the defense in Buffalo. He maybe is going to be in line for another shot.
Or maybe he's just a great defensive coordinator and he should stick
with that. Which happens a lot as well.
Can't you have that job and keep it for 10, 15 years instead of a 5-year run as a head coach and then you're sent into oblivion where people treat you bad at airports?
I mean,
I get a picture with your coach?
Look at your guy. Look at your guy in Pittsburgh, right? I mean, Dick LeBeau wasn't a great head coach, right?
No.
But he was one hell of a defensive coordinator, one of the greatest of all time, wasn't he?
Right.
But he just wasn't great when he got that shot to be a head coach.
Chris Richard, Cowboys defensive passing game coordinator, whatever the hell that is. And then they also have on this list Sean McVay. Good luck with that. Kyle Shanahan, not happening. Josh McDaniels. God, I've heard about this guy getting so many head coaching jobs for the last 10 years. I can't stand it anymore. I just don't really want that to happen ever. Because we've heard about this guy. Do you remember when didn't he take the Colts job and 5 minutes later changed his mind? He shouldn't be allowed to be a head coach.
You know who did that?
Who?
Bill Belichick. Same exact thing.
Yeah, I'll take it and then see you later.
Yes. How ironic is that?
Lincoln Riley's been mentioned as well, and Jim Harbaugh gets mentioned for every job. He's also in the running for the presidency. He's going to get every job on earth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.